In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Adani Group's port unit became the first of its 10 entities to recoup all losses triggered by Hindenburg Research's bombshell report in late January, as a recent rally in the conglomerate stocks gathered steam today. All 10 Adani stocks climbed during early trade today, with shares of Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone Limited surging as much as 7.7%. Flagship Adani Enterprises Limited soared almost 19% following a similar jump yesterday. The trigger for the rally since last week has been the Indian Court panel's report that found no conclusive evidence of stock price manipulation as alleged by U.S. short seller Hindenburg. The combined market value of 10 Adani stocks has surged about $22 billion since Thursday's close last week. The value wipeout since Hindenburg's report now stands at around $105 billion, down from as much as $153 billion at its worst. The ports business houses some of billionaire Gautam Adani's most lucrative assets and is also the most widely tracked Adani stock among sell-side analysts. In another news, veteran investor Rajiv Jain's GQG Partners LLC has raised its stake in Gautam Adani's conglomerate by about 10% and will take part in the conglomerate's future fundraising, doubling down on what he calls the best infrastructure assets available in India. According to a Bloomberg report, GQG's chief investment officer Rajiv Jain said that within 5 years, the company would like to be one of the largest investors in Adani Group, depending on the valuation after the family. Jain said the value of GQG's Adani Holdings was close to $3.5 billion, but didn't specify which companies he bought into or what part of the investment value came from direct purchases and rallies in Adani shares. Moving forward, jewelers in various cities told Money Control that customers were not desperate to use their Rs 2000 notes to buy jewelry, and withdrawal of the currency notes has not triggered panic buying of gold jewelry using cash, as witnessed during the 2016 demonetization. Although some jewelers initially demanded a premium for purchases using Rs 2000 notes, customers weren't willing to pay anything extra, contending that the bills were still valid. The Reserve Bank of India said on May 19 that Rs 2000 notes introduced after demonetization in November 2016 will be withdrawn from circulation. The RBI has given the public time till September 30 to exchange or deposit the notes in banks or designated RBI branches. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has reserved for judgment a plea against permission to exchange Rs 2000 banknotes without obtaining any requisition slip and identity proof. The High Court bench, led by Chief Justice Satish Chandra, noted that they will pass appropriate orders. Appearing in person, lawyer Ashwini Upadhyay filed the plea that the notifications by RBI and SBI in this regard are arbitrary, irrational, and offend Articles 14 of the Constitution of India. After he took the court through his plea, senior advocate Parag Tripathi, who was appearing for RBI, urged the bench to dismiss the plea on the ground that the Constitution Bench of Supreme Court has time and again reiterated that they cannot interfere in the nation's economic policies. Tripathi further argued that withdrawing Rs 2000 notes is not demonetization but a statutory exercise, hence it is not a public issue. The bench, on hearing both parties, reserved the case for judgment. In another development, electric scooter manufacturer Ola Electric has successfully raised $300 million in its most recent funding round, as per media reports. With the latest fundraiser, Ola Electric's valuation is expected to reach $6 billion. The company plans to use funds to significantly increase the company's electric two-wheeler production capacity from 0.5 million to 2 million units per year. According to the report, the funds will also help the firm to set up an advanced cell chemistry battery plant, for which it is already eligible for incentives under the production-linked incentive scheme. Earlier today, Infosys unveiled Topaz, a new offering that combines data analytics, artificial intelligence, and generative AI, signifying the growing importance of this fast-evolving technology. The software major, which is also one of the early donors to OpenAI, said it has used its own applied artificial intelligence framework to develop an AI-first core that potentially has over 12,000 use cases, more than 150 pre-trained models, and over 10 platforms. The company's efforts in AI also come at a time when technology demand is slowing down in its major markets such as the US and Europe. A new AI-first offering could help the company offer a more compelling pitch for clients who have turned increasingly cautious about tech spends. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.